The transportation folks over at LA Metro say fewer people took mass transit last year. Ridership was down slightly in 2016, and the blame falls on a decline in the number of bus riders across the agency's footprint. But the past year has seen some big things happening on the LA transit front, so the new numbers sting that much more. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
We're not talking about a sharp decline here, but a noticeable one to be sure, right?
Sure, and a continuing decline. You know, this is a trend now of fewer people riding the buses that Metro runs all over the system, more people riding the trains, so that's good. Train ridership went up by about 4.4%, and we're talking about last year's numbers. Bus ridership went down almost 9%, and that leads to an overall 4% drop in ridership on the system. And it's been going on for a while now, and it's troubling to the folks at Metro.
Do you think this is a failure, Kevin, of the bus system or of the economy or maybe changing work patterns? What's going on here?
Well, the experts talk about it being a very complicated calculus involving all of those things, right? As the economy gets better, more people drive. That's why you see traffic go up when the economy's better. The train system is expanding. Maybe that's taking away some of the bus riders. But also, there has been, as the train system has evolved, Metro has revamped its bus routes, and there's an indication that some people are just less happy with the service they're getting on buses. They don't go as many places as they did in the past, and of course, there's people complaining about the conditions of the buses, how safe they feel on the system, and also of the streets. You know, if you ever talk to somebody who rides the commuter lines on Wilshire Boulevard, they're always talking about how hurts their back to go over the bumps on the bus lane on Wilshire Boulevard just because it's so rough.
2016, Kevin, was a big year, I know, for Metro because, you know, tax money was approved for major expansion last November. A couple of light rail line extensions were opened, the Gold Line through mm-hmm. the San Gabriel Valley, the Expo Line all the way to Santa Monica. So how do buses fit into the transit scheme in L.A.?
Well, that also was a contentious issue. There's some people who think that the culture of Metro is skewed too much toward the train system, toward, you know, building fancy trains, tax increases that bring in a lot of money, and spending a lot of money on building the trains. I think there's something to that. Metro plays to train riders more than it plays to bus riders. So I think that's part of it as well. But, you know, buses are integral to how the trains are supposed to work. The theory is you will take a bus to a train station and connect to the train system that way, and that gets you out of your cars. But the people are finding, or Metro is finding out that, well, some people want to drive to the train station rather than take a bus. And you're kind of going for a different set of people. The people you're trying to win over to riding the buses are different people than you're trying to win over to ride the trains there.
Or perhaps Uber or Lyft as well, which Always. Are pretty cheap in some spots if you're only going a couple of blocks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things go into this, including the price of gasoline, the price of running a car. But also these days, sure, the ready availability of relatively cheap Uber and Lyft rides has definitely cut into the number of people who ride the bus.
Do we know, Kevin, what plans Metro has for buses going forward? I mean, we're talking billions of dollars over the coming decades, right? Mm-hmm. And that's going to buy a lot of things. Are buses a part of the future? And I know, I mean, just for one example, the Orange Line busway in the Valley, they have talked about for many years now of converting it into a light rail line.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Orange Line has enough people on it now that they think it would definitely justify being and run more efficiently, perhaps, as a train line across the valley. But on the bus system overall, you know, I think Metro, these numbers that have come out for 2016, have gotten Metro's attention, and they are worried about losing their constituency for the bus system. And this, even though the measure to finance new train systems just passed with the largest margin that they've had before. What was it, about 71%, yeah. I think. And so they have to look at new equipment on the bus lines, revamping the bus network till it's more effect goes where more people want to go. And just trying to enhance it. People complain about the buses being late regularly, and the numbers also show that last year the buses across the system were late much more than they had been before.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.